And now back to Farmcast Radio with your host, Brian Ulmer.
As we continue on with our recap of the 91st Colorado FFA State Convention, we now feature State Executive Committee member Cheyenne Hope and her retiring address.
Have you ever had that moment where time stands still? You're not thinking of the past or the future. You're in the moment. Such a moment happened to me when I received my state degree. But it wasn't for the reasons you might think. You see, during that state convention, I was super busy. And if you know me, you know I am notorious for not drinking enough water. Dehydration plus exhaustion were two ingredients for disaster. I was sitting in the state degree area about right here where Cedar Ridge is. So, as we were listening to a motivational speaker, we all stood up to cheer him on. And that's when it happened. Time stood still. As I stood up, my stomach emptied its entire contents all over the K section of the state degrees. I tried to cover it, my mouth to stop it, but all that did was shoot it straight out and straight up. I was mortified. I don't know if you've ever seen the Bellagio in Vegas, but it kind of looks something like this. I ran crying to the bathroom, just knowing that I had ruined state convention and this prestigious award ceremony for so many. Little did I know that I had merely provided an opportunity for FFA members to show that they could be welcoming. A lot of the K section didn't think they could walk on stage through their puke-soaked jackets. I mean, would you blame them? But instead of letting these FFA members feel unwelcome without their corduroy on stage, Cedar Ridge and Bennett FFA took action. They relinquished their jackets to total strangers. They were able to make these students feel welcome and provided them with a normal state degree experience. Well, somewhat. You see, when we open our arms, we can create a welcoming environment for everybody. Now, I'm not what you'd consider yeehaw. I never grew up on a farm or ranch, never judged livestock, and I honestly used to hate country music. I know, careful, no booze. But I had joined an ag class because it fit my schedule, so that's what I took. So I was a little bit nervous at first and kind of felt out of place, but I quickly gained traction within the FFA and found a love of leadership development and community service. I felt so valued because I had a purpose and responsibilities. It felt awesome making a difference in my chapter and community. And while I didn't feel like I was, I felt like I was doing something positive, I still couldn't help shake that feeling that I just didn't quite belong. Growing up, I was bullied a lot in middle school and elementary for the way I looked and for the way that I thought. Oftentimes on playground, I would get turned away from games by my peers. And I only ever had just one or two friends. I didn't used to feel worthwhile. I didn't felt like I belonged. However, as I went into agriculture, I found a home within the FFA. But when I didn't get a state office the first year I ran, it felt like the universe was confirming that I would never be good enough because I wasn't born into agriculture. However, as I reflected on my time away in college, during my time in the FFA, I've come to realize something about this blue jacket. When we wear this blue jacket, we are united and the same. We are all a part of something bigger than ourselves, and we all belong. This jacket is evidence that we have more alike than we do differently. I want you to take a moment and look around the room. See if you can find one similarity for those around you. Maybe it's the way you dress. Maybe it's the way you think. Find something you have in common with someone. I can think of at least four commonalities we all have. We all wear this blue jacket. We are all a part of an organization that can make a difference. We are all a part of a family, and we all belong. But what happens when we're out of this blue jacket? Can we say the same thing? Would we be so warm and welcoming like Cedar Ridge and Bennett were? If we're being honest with ourselves, no. Oftentimes, when we see someone on the street who looks differently than us, we make snap judgments that would differ than what we would truly think if we got to know that person. So are we naturally welcoming of others? No. But that doesn't mean we can't be like that. If we can take and think further than our first thought on someone, we can begin to be welcoming of them. When you see someone who is different than you, it is not your first thought that defines you as welcoming or not. It is that next thought that matters the most. Now I want to think to yourself, who has been someone you have been unwelcoming to recently? Maybe it's that kid in your chapter who doesn't wear enough deodorant. Maybe it's the girl who has the weirdest music taste. Or maybe it's the kid who didn't grow up on a farm or ranch and doesn't have an interest in agriculture whatsoever. I know we have all been unwelcoming in this room. I know I have. However, if we can begin to put in the work to think beyond our first snap thought on someone, we can make others feel like they belong. We may have different tastes in music, but we all love the sound of FFA members reciting the motto. We may all come different families, single, traditional, divorced, but we can all find a family with an FFA. We all have different career goals, but tonight we can all unite under the common goal of furthering agriculture. When you welcome others with open arms and work to think past your first snap judgment, you can create a world and community where everybody can belong. And I realize it is uncomfortable, and it does require work and effort. But if we can begin to do this, we can create a great organization and world. So FFA members, cherish this blue jacket. Work to welcome others, and know that each and every one of you belong.
As FarmCast Radio continues in the next segment, you'll hear from former Colorado FFA State Vice President Michaela Fenton and her retiring address.
We'll be back right after these messages. To find out more about FarmCast Radio and catch up on the latest news in agriculture, visit barnmedia.net.
One of the tenets of what we do at Sylvius Financial is we're going to make their risk transparent for them and show them where things are.
The farmer should know at all times inside a Sylvius software or with a Sylvius service person how their insurance is working with their broker.
And so we can help people understand exactly how to use them and make it transparent when they can be applied in what situations.
For more information about Sylvius Financial, call Tracy Tattersall, 303-886-0102. 303-886-0102.
Our trading relationship with Mexico and Canada is critical to the success of American agriculture. Our North American neighbors buy more than $3.2 billion of U.S. corn products annually, supporting thousands of American jobs and farms. Now we can solidify this valuable partnership through the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement, or USMCA. Learn more about the importance of USMCA for corn growers at ncga.com/trade.
This message brought to you by the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee. Learn more online at coloradocorn.com.
The Colorado Pork Producer Council validates your trust in us. We are dedicated to producing safe food and employee practices that protect public health. We preserve the environment on and off our farms, safeguarding our natural resources. We are people and families in your community, your neighbors that are dedicated to contributing a better quality of life in the communities we reside. For more information, contact the Colorado Pork Producers Council or visit porkcares.org. After all, pigs are the inventors of bacon.
First Farm Bank was founded by farmers. They envisioned a bank that worked like they do, a bank that actually makes decisions locally, not in some big headquarters several states away. A bank that's available when you need it. That's why First Farm Bank drive-ups are open 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8:30 until noon on Saturday. That's also why First Farm Bank offers web and mobile banking apps giving you 24-hour access to your accounts. And we do the little things, like getting to know your name. You don't have to be a farmer to appreciate that. So whatever your profession, we invite you to stop by one of our locations, 127 22nd Street and 2939 65th Avenue in Greeley, 931 West Main Street in Sterling, or 501 East 8th Avenue in Yuma. Find out what we mean when we say hometown values and hometown strong. First Farm Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.